guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm, sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, okay.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
I got the recipe to the proof of the pudding. Tweak, tweak, tweak. Bob, weave.
Okay, that one's good.
Taylor's the one she's talking about. And someone told me that it was a girl, and like, but I was told it was a guy, and that's like not what I want. Tweaker.
Someone's on drugs, God. Y'all.
Someone's fucking on tweaked drugs. Out. This was hard to watch.
And you know, sometimes pudding ain't pudding unless you eat it. I got to say, because I watch this on a faster speed normally. I couldn't watch his on it because it was like fucking watch it. Because just in normal life, he was going 90 to nothing.
He was seeing like purple spiders, like bobbing and weaving. Like, oh. He was tweaking. He was twitching, like, ticks, all of it, y'all. This is – and he's looked like he's been using for, like, at least two episodes and probably before that.
Is he – did he lose weight, or is he just wearing – or his clothes just getting bigger? Because I can't tell.
He's wearing clothes like, you know how when you see – adults do a production of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Yes, 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 yes.
Because that's like what, yes. Oversized clothes.
But not even like, yeah. He lost weight sideways. Like they look longer. Like the shorts get longer.
Yes.
Like as if he shrunk.
It does feel like, honey, I shrunk the tweaker. Honey, I shrunk the junkie.
The tweaker.
Yeah. Yo, this is Lilu. Yeah.
That's my new philosophy. That song kind of fits for that character, actually, of a tweaker.
Why are you telling me? Why are you telling me? Here's your laptop.
Throws in the ground. Y'all, Life After Lockup, season 5, episode 19.
Mom's behaving badly.
Mom's behaving badly. Who is that?
Well, I don't know. I could have all of them.
Oh, the moms. Calandria and Sylvia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly have to say that Chevelle probably needs to talk to her mom and saying, you can't act a fool up in here, and you can't be acting like this. Yeah, and I honestly would get to the point where her mother's been like this before. I think I would go to my mother. I'm like, you need to stop all this bullshit. Don't start shit at my shower.
I would have talked to my mother a long time ago about that gold eyeshadow.
It's better. Someone told her to blend it out more.
It is blended. It's just it's actually too. I get it. She wants to. She's wearing the gold as a natural. It's not a natural.
It ain't gold.
Doesn't it? No, it's not.
Can we just go ahead and talk about them?
Sure.
I don't want to start with Brittany and Kirok because I have a visceral.
Ugh. Okay, y'all, we're remote, but go, because honestly, I was traveling yesterday and I didn't want to get out of my house. That's why we're here.
And I just got back today. And by the way, we're sorry this is late.
Not our fault.
It is not our fault. Normally we get screeners much earlier in the week.
That's it. Maybe something happened. Mary Payne didn't get one either. So I hope our contact is okay. We just have heard nothing.
Both of us were away for the weekend. So there was no way to record on Friday. or the rest of the weekend. So
we'll
we're
get
doing
used
our best.
To it, because if we don't get screeners, sorry, y'all. I'm not going back to weekend shows. You'll get love after lockup on Monday night.
I agree if we stop getting screeners. I'm not gonna
fuck on Saturday and rest on Sunday. That's what I gotta do.
Oh. I get out there and play every game. I don't care if I fuck the fuck every day. So we're dress shopping, and I gotta say, did Chevelle suddenly get some type of fashion knowledge? Or
I gotta say, especially that second dress.
That second dress was
stunning.
Beautiful.
It was, and we know that because they showed it all. Because they're
not gonna get married.
No,
because he's gonna go back in the pokey.
Well, I don't know if this happened. I don't know if they got married. I don't know if he got arrested with another woman at a hotel room, before or after they got married.
I hope it's before for her. It sucks because Mama's right.
Yeah, I know. That's the worst part. Mom said he ain't done with finding his way through this world. And she was right. And that's the worst. I bet you she's goody in Quilandria about it now.
Possibly.
So we're going dress shopping with Sylvia and Quilandria, and the two moms are behaving themselves.
They are. And Quilandria is like, well, Sylvia, are you going to, you know, now that we're getting the dress, are you going to be paying for anything? And Sylvia's like, I'm not contributing at all, except for the food. I like to eat. That might be good. That's the deal, is that she's just you. And that's actually what's gross.
Yeah.
And you feel a little sorry for Chevelle. Mom's using this to weaponize against her daughter.
It's really
and
bad.
Just stick it to her daughter.
I did like it when she's like, well, what about you? And she's like, well, it is the tradition of I am the groom's mother. And traditionally, we do not pay for it at the wedding. I'm going to help a little bit. And the mom's like, oh, I did. I'll help a little.
You can try on that tradition.
I did enjoy it. I like Sylvia because she's a shit stirrer. I would not like her in my family.
No, and I like her juxtaposed with Quilandria, y'all, because Quilandria is just a tired mom.
She's just very tired.
She's just trying to get through what she can get through.
I wrote down when the first dress was not great. It looked kind of like a modified prom dress.
I agree with that, with
a corset. When she brought the second dress, I was kind of speechless because Chevelle, it's very un-Chevelle.
It is.
She wasn't wearing her normal wrestling uniforms style clothing.
Yes, that is half and half. She even accentuated her Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yes.
It made her tattoo look better. You know what? I think Chevelle was in the Iron Claw as an extra when I saw that. I think she fought Zac Efron.
Remember that outfit? She was just running around the neighborhood
Yeah.
I think we actually bought that. We bought something very similar at Danny's Dance Warehouse one time.
True. Danny's Dance Warehouse.
It's no longer there.
Gone too soon.
So, anyway, so I thought maybe this will be fine. Later on we go to a shower. And even then I said, Chevelle's wearing this very unpretentious white dress that looks lovely.
Did
she get a stylist?
Well, they didn't help her with her wigs. So
no, that's true.
Those still, what is this one?
Shake and goes.
They actually still have those shake and go wigs.
Yeah. Just shake and you go.
Shake and you go.
But her
style is getting better. Her makeup is getting better. The only thing that's really in just turmoil is her actual relationship. The reason she is getting married.
Yeah. Wow. That's sad.
Everything else is there though.
So basically Quilandria does give her blessing. even though she says, I still have lots of concerns about, I'm a little confused at why Quilandria has problems with this. Is she worried about her son or Chevelle I understand why Sylvia is, because Sylvia thinks that Quaylen hasn't gotten, he was incarcerated for 12 years. He hasn't gotten it out of his system yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it did seem like she was correct.
I think Quilandria is playing, I think she maybe doesn't want to say out loud, or she doesn't feel like her son's ready. I mean, she has said before on prior seasons, she said something kind of to the fact of, you've got to get your, you do need to build your life up instead of being responsible for someone and a child. And she was saying all of that. So I think that's kind of her reasoning.
But that instant family shit they were trying to pull like 2 weeks ago with adopting Myla, that was fucked.
That was fucked up. That was not.
So they're talking and Rhonda, her cousin, says, are you really ready to get married? And Sylvia's like, no, she's ready, but he isn't. And of course, Quilandria hears it.
That was a boss move when Quilandria just walks over and says, honey, come on over here. Don't upset yourself like her mother should.
And y'all, and then Sylvia says, you're not her mother.
Imagine if you were dating a guy and his mom was there and you were with your, and went up to Mother Poodle and said, Jake, you don't have to upset yourself with her. Come over here.
Or what, even worse, Aunt Jane.
Oh, we're Facebook friends now. That's true.
Please stop being friends with my family.
She friended me. So anyway, that means when I post something about the podcast, Aunt Jane can just click on it.
Yes. She's very active on Facebook. I enjoy when all of this happening, Quaylen walks in and going, hey, what's going on? I just show up for my own shower.
They're screaming. She's like, y'all, at least, you know, it's going bad when, Quilandria says, get my son's name out of
your mouth.
So by the way, I forgot. So she's Quilandria. He's Quaylen.
I can't remember the sister's name. I think they just made it easier because even the prompter guy couldn't spell it.
So they just called it Q.
It's like baby Q.
Baby. Baby Q.
Q baby, I believe.
Q baby.
Yeah.
Baby Q.
It was also a Q name. I know that we did know what it was.
Speaking of BBQ, baby Q, which makes me think of BBQ.
Yeah.
When I was in Texas and flying back, I went to get a Diet Dr. Pepper from the vending machine. And when I went, they had these chips and I got them and they were delicious. You would have loved them. They were cheese puffs, like Cheetos cheese puffs, but they were covered in Stubbs barbecue. They were cheese barbecue cheese puffs. God. And they were delicious.
I would love to mock you for that ridiculous story, but I would eat the whole bag.
They don't sell them here, y'all.
Yeah, I think those are pretty niche. Yeah.
Stubbs barbecue. That's my favorite barbecue sauce. Who gives a shit?
I don't think I have a favorite barbecue sauce.
Well, now that I can't have my brothers.
For a while, we ate the Maurice Bessemer's for a while, and then I found out he was a horrific racist, so I can't do that.
Oh, no. Yeah. I've never heard of that. Maybe because I think barbecue sauces are more regional.
We need to move on. I'm bored.
That's fine.
Let's move. Let's go to the top of the batting order, back with Brittany and Key Rock. And somewhere near HAUPEGGE, New York. I have no clue how to pronounce that. And they're talking about the abuela because they're still going to see the abuela. And
yes.
Key Rock is nervous, and the worst thing about this is you see, and somehow they get to, Key Rock is nervous about the abuela, or it somehow gets around to
Hopog,
the mom.
That's the way you say it, Hopog.
Hopog?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It gets around where he said, you know, of course my mom's going to talk to my grandmother, and kind of out of nowhere, He's like, you know, I know your mom doesn't like me. And we have talked about this before, that the mom, they are religious. And the mom, and she's like, well, she's like, she doesn't like it that I'm from the hood. And at one point, Brittany goes, no, you made that up.
She does say that, yeah.
She doesn't say that. She never said that.
She fully says, she's like, it's because you're trans. She doesn't say trans. She's like, it's because you were born another gender.
The way she says it, no, my mom hates you because you were not born.
Yeah, she does say, no, my mom hates you because you're trans.
No, completely. It's because you're trans, baby.
Trans.
Not because she's a racist. And I think that is the most sinister thing. This is straight up isolating her from her parents and doing more that. And more things.
It's that itself. It's self-sabotage because he feels like shit. Because this is all coming from what he says at the end. I think when he said, I feel like this is my fault. I'm keeping her from her family. So I think he feels like shit about this already.
Intentionally. That's all for the cameras. That's all for the cameras. This guy is, ugh.
I don't think he's as sinister as you think he is. I don't think he's great, but I don't think how he's talking to her. But then which isn't a good sign, because maybe she's just, maybe she feels like this is the only way. She goes from 0 to 100 and just like screams at him.
I know why, because it was basically what she was hearing him say is implying that his mother is a racist on camera. And that's when she said, I'm not fucking doing this, and went to the bathroom. We're not doing this. And so she went in there to talk.
They're both getting this gross behavior, though, because he does that with her, too. Like, she'll be talking to him. And when she feels like if they're trying to have a conversation, he'll go to zero. They both are now starting to do this behavior.
Yeah,
I agree. Let me just start screaming at you.
And anyway, she says...
It is gross when he keeps asking her. He's like, why are you upset? Why are you upset?
And like, then he gaslights the fuck out of her and says, why? I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything about your mother.
And it's like, Straight up. You just did.
And she's like, I can't believe you're saying that. And then he says, no one's mad at your mother. And it's so awful. And then she says, she says, you're mad. Your mom does not accept me. And at one point, Brittany goes, she doesn't even accept me.
Yeah.
I laughed
that's
out
what
loud.
It's about. Like, he's trying. It's this weird thing where he's trying to be upset and be the victim.
And be the victim.
But she can't comfort him because she feels hated by her family as well. And why are they talking about her mom when they're going to go see her grandma?
I still feel like all of this is so performative for Kirok, that he, especially when he's talking to the camera, everything feels these like quasi-religious tones, and it feels so sanctimonious.
I can see that. Yeah, I do see that.
And at one point, then he starts like, you can't vilify someone for how they were born, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, why are you talking to Brittany about this?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like trying to destroy whatever relationship she wants to have with her parents. Y'all, you don't do that. You don't do that to someone else.
Yeah.
I think it's isolating behavior, and I hate it. And I want both of them off the show because I can't stand how he talks to her. I can't stand how he treats her and talks down to her, how he makes her feel bad about herself.
Oh, I still like watching them. I still want to see what happens.
No, I'm done. I am done.
He triggers you. I mean, I don't think he's a great guy either, but yeah, you hate him, which I understand.
Oof. Yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Let's talk about...
Hey!
How Taylor, she invited her girl squad over, her sister, Bobby,
and what is the other?
Sarah.
Sarah, yes.
I'm a little worried about Bobby. She looked like she was about to fall asleep in this scene.
Possibly.
Bobby's still sober, I pray.
Hopefully, or this was very late at night because the kids weren't there.
You know what? That's a good point.
I don't know when this was. Hopefully, the kids weren't there.
Wouldn't you hate to be their neighbor? There's just shit going on all the time.
And there's shit in their yard everywhere.
Oh, it's a straight up drug house.
And they're always making another table out in the front yard again.
And they're like four big dogs just like digging in other people's yards.
Yeah.
Y'all, they are. And also, mocking it all is the blessed sign that is there. Someone brought up in the 90 Day Diaries with Beanie and Ari, and a pillow said, "Family is forever." Y'all, they're broken up, y'all.
Oh, they are. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's.
Well, that sucks because they have a baby, but also I'm not surprised.
She's selling her skin on fart jar sites. So good for her.
Is she?
I'm all for it. Yeah.
She's farting in jars?
No, she's not farting in jars. She's doing her unfiltered thing. There's Stephanie's fart jar, Stephanie's OnlyFans. Wake up.
No. I mean, see, but you said fart. So she's on the program. No, you weren't clear. You said it made it sound like she was selling her farts. You're just saying she's showing her tits.
No, I said in fart jars for fart jar site.
Oh, okay. Well. Good for her. You know, let's be honest. Her sister's probably going to be stuck with raising that kid anyway. Because she's going to have her. You know what that means? That they're both probably going to be on the single life.
I don't want to see her.
Oh, she will 100% be on the single life. Yeah. She will. She will. Tater, there's a lot. There were 666 text messages from this guy.
Sign of the beast.
Yeah, or poodle. And so I have to ask Poodle, were you the one talking to Chance? Was it Piano Cat? It's time to come clean if it was.
I need to grow my hair long so no one will see that tattoo on my head. So I don't answer to Damien anymore.
Exactly.
And like Taylor's like, it's a gay guy.
It's a gay guy. Yeah, she tells them all what happened. And the thing is, when she says it's a gay guy, they all don't even, the sisters,
they don't even blink.
They don't bat an eye. They're just like, okay, cool. So it goes to show you, we were right all along.
Yeah. Y'all, Chance is somewhere at his building site, which does look like a place where people are bivouacking it looks scary.
And they're kind of, you see her talking to her sister and Sarah, and then they cut back to Chance. And he's like, I thought I was texting with the mail. I thought he's still trying to sell that story. He thought that it was Taylor. And he was like, okay, like, I didn't ask him for a picture. And you literally see the text of the guy saying, I'm in the shower.
Just because someone's in the shower doesn't mean you're going to take a naked picture.
And then you see the text. The guy says, I'm in the shower. And Chance says, prove it.
He's like, that doesn't mean I want a naked picture. Doesn't mean I want a naked picture.
Yeah.
The recipe of the proof is the pudding is here.
It does, because Poodle has definitely had a lot of guys say, prove it to him.
I could explain away a lot. I could not explain away.
No.
Prove it. A shower pick. I can't explain away proving someone's in a shower. Yeah, I'm very gifted in explaining lots of things away.
You are.
That would be beyond my scope. Beyond my capabilities.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Let me know if you have a way out of that. Something to use later on. That's why my phone stays locked and no one gets the password.
Yeah.
So, y'all, we are, she said that, and then Chance is like, Taylor basically invented a fake bank account just so she could talk to her ex-boyfriend behind my back.
He's talking about this happened a year and a half ago.
Yeah. So, she's capable of anything.
Again, whether it's true, and I don't think it's true, but whether it is or not, it's a year and a half ago. Like, the guy's got nothing to stand on here.
Taylor kind of suggested what happened there. She's like, I did that because you did not let me talk to him. And in fact, I wrote him an email because he's chances, of course, ridiculously jealous, like all narcissists and sociopaths. Mm-hmm. And he said she made up a complete thing. And he's like, just like the only thing when I was talking to Jordan is saying, and I lied about the how I said you treated me a lot better than you did.
That's what she, which also too, the reason why Bobby might be tired, let's give Bobby a benefit of the doubt. Maybe she's doing well because they've waited 4 hours for him to get there. So maybe like they've been waiting since like 10
o'clock. That's a good point.
Like I guarantee you it's like midnight or 1 a.m.
That's a good point. I was just a little worried. So
I need some hope in this episode, please.
At one point, there's this Tater has this realization. She just goes, look at my house. Everything around here looks like it's glued together. I'm going to have to pay someone to fix what he did. And y'all, you realize, y'all, that Chance is a bad handyman.
Yes, because and they're probably renting.
Oh, yeah, they are. They don't own that house. Well, actually, they did say Taylor's name was on the deed.
So maybe she owns it. Maybe she bought it with her ex, with
Jake.
Who's dead.
Who's dead.
Yeah.
Who she named Jacqueline after. That's an unfortunate name.
What's the son's name, Chance and her son?
Mason.
Well, at least it's not like Chanston.
I said this last week, y'all, and it's dark. But the only way you're getting away from someone like Chance is he's locked up for prison for the rest of his life. Even then, he'd try to send
stuff. Or dead.
Or dies of an overdose. Yeah. And with maybe someone sprinkles a little Fenty in his methy.
Or Bobo kills him.
Little Miss Fenty.
Or, you know what? That's why Bobby's tired, because she probably just transformed into Bobo and was hazing down Chance and then just transformed back.
Yeah, Chance is like all full of like beady energy now that he's like paid off Bobo. You notice that?
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
It's true. He's it's interesting. It's very different, but he also reminds me a lot of Rob from 90 Day Fiancé. Like just the thing where we saw Rob this week of him just complaining outside for like when I saw the Twitter account, there was a meme somebody talked about that the even production of 90 Day said Rob complained for 24 minutes before Sophie came out there.
I totally believe it. And he would have gone on longer if they hadn't ran out of film.
And that's Chance. Chance is that way too. But
these fucking monsters, y'all. Jesus.
The thing is, Chance thinks he's the smartest person in the room always, and he thinks Taylor, is dumb. And what we're learning, Taylor is not as dumb as we thought, y'all.
Because she never put his name on the deed.
She never put his name on the deed. She's never married him. If she had married him, she would be fucked.
She has got some kind of guardian angel looking out
Jake.
For her. Oh, yes, that's it. He's just sitting on her bed, probably looking like that guy in Pet Sematary who was hit by a car.
Daddy's box.
With like his head's like turned to the side, and uh-huh. You can see his neck's broken. Yeah. Sadly, his ghost is how he died.
Yeah.
Didn't we do a theater where she talks to the ghosts of her dead husband?
If we did, I don't want to recreate
That's
it.
That's
dark, and I don't want to recreate that.
Poor thing. I will say, Tater's had a really hard go of it, and it's not fair.
She doesn't deserve it.
No one does.
No one does.
So, y'all, he shows up. The first thing that he does, kind of like run his way into the house. Bobby body checks the motherfucker.
Yeah, she does. Fucking does. She's like, you're not coming. He's like, it's my house. It's my house. And they're like, no, it's not. And he's like, she's like, that's not your house. He's like, you have to evict me. And they're like, you don't have to evict you. You're not on the deed.
You're not on the deed. You don't pay rent.
He knows they're right. Right, and Tater finally says, last time you were here, you stole my laptop, so I'd appreciate if you would go outside.
That is a good tater. That's kind of how she does talk. Does.
And Chance's like, this is not how I want to talk. I always feel like I'm in the wrong. And the tater goes, you pretty much are. That was great. That was fantastic. I'm going to say this now, y'all. I love Tater.
I've come around to her. Yes. I've come around to her. She started off as basically a person with a coconut on her head with no brain. Yeah. And we underestimated her.
We did.
It was because of that sing-songy little girl voice.
But she's not when she wants to be.
But she basically is talking about... she basically says... Chance says, you've got, I can't read. You've got some secret. I know it. If you look up in the book of sociopaths and narcissists, y'all, it's projection. Whatever you're doing, you project onto other people.
I definitely think in the sociopath next door, that chapter about Luke, that is him for sure. I think I've said that before, but that is him for sure. The actor. What does he say? He said, well, he literally becomes like a kid. He's like, well, if that's your definition, well, if I've been cheating, then you've been cheating. And she's like, I didn't do that. That's not cheating. And he's like, well, then I didn't cheat either.
And she's like, you mean all the messages you send to your boyfriend?
That's not cheating. That's not cheating. That's not cheating. And so she says, he's like, so then he said, he's bargaining, like, or everything, throwing everything at her. He's like, what about my son? And she's like, I'm not saying you can't see him. I just need space. And he's like, how much time do you need? How much do I call, like, a day before, 2 days before? How long? Like, he's just, like you said, tweaking out.
Do I need to call a lawyer? Can you imagine him trying to get a lawyer?
Yeah, I can.
And at one point, they're walking away, and he's like, you're welcome for this. She's like, thanks for cheating on me. Yeah,
that was like, great.
So you're welcome for Mason, too. It's just like, take that in. You're welcome for my son.
Yeah, it's
for me inseminating you.
Yep.
Well, you're welcome.
I have thanked a man for that. I know you have too.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
May I have another?
May I have some more, please?
He's like, give me 10 minutes. Anyway,
I will say this. What is great is when you see he gets back in the truck. And he's scared.
That's the interesting thing.
He has no place to go.
The act is on the shelf now. Yep. It's just, and
that's
he goes,
great to see and also scary.
My friend Tanya got me a room at a hotel. I think it has a room with a view and possibly I may have to blow a couple guys for it, but I think I can stay there for the night.
I think he can stay there for a night. And you see Chance or Tater go into this. She's like, she's talking to her sister and Sarah, and you see where she's like, I don't know if he wants to grow up and be mature. And Bobby and Sarah just like, that's not happening. Like, that is not, which is good. They're actually being really good. They're not shaming her. They're being very like, we're proud of you. You're doing this. And like, you're just not able to see this clearly right now. He is not going to grow back up. And then because he can't, because he's scared and desperate, we hear... And Chance is knocking on that door.
Yuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish she would get a restraining order. I don't think she will, sadly.
Well, I don't know. Maybe because he stole the laptop, but I don't know what she could get a restraining order for.
I don't know a lot about that that style of criminal proceedings. I've never had to get a restraining order.
You should have. You've never had one filed against you?
No, shockingly.
That is surprising. Even in Vegas? Yeah. I thought that's why you can't go there.
No. There's a lot of reasons I can't go to Vegas.
Oh, okay. But not that. Who knew?
Yeah, that's not, surprisingly.
Let's talk about something that's just honestly sad. Justine and Michael.
Okay. I felt so bad for the children in this scene. I just
Kaylee. What's her name?
I know.
Kaylee.
It's a very unfortunate spelling of Kylie.
It's all I want to pronounce it Kaylee, like that guy that died in a tornado from my hometown.
Kaylee?
Yeah, he was Hawaiian.
Oh.
How
did he get from Hawaii to your hometown?
I don't know. His name was really Trevor. His legal name was Trevor, but I think he found out like he was Hawaiian, but then he had like a relative, and I think he was trying to reinvent himself, and he thought
I've
he
already
would be
regretted
cool.
this.
So
asking.
He came had a rough life, but yeah, he changed it to Kaylee, and he started to get happy, and then he died in that F5 in his truck.
Justin and Michael. So, would it just do to pick the truck up around and toss it around like a matchbox car?
Yeah, do you know what an F5 tornado does to it? It obliterates. It'll pockmark it with just boards and blades of grass. F5, that's a huge...
I'm not familiar with
the
tornado strengths.
An F5 can take a truck and throw it the length of a football field and make it look like Swiss cheese with the holes in it.
I see.
Yeah.
So, it's like the kids asking Mary, did he die?
Oh, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah. But I'm happy to be here. That's a moment that will never leave my brain.
Oh, never. Never. So we find out a little bit because Michael comes in with flowers. Like, we thought he didn't tell her on the phone or in last week's episode that they can't move. We thought, okay, well, he wants to do it in person. What we find out is Michael's actually known about this longer and hasn't told her.
He knew he had a feeling. Like, in other words, there was something in his gut.
I got a feeling that we can't move your baby to Vegas.
Ouch.
Just have the baby here on the floor.
So, y'all, he finally says, we can't move. And Justine just goes, what the fuck do you mean? Our house is picked up in boxes.
She's like... She's angry, but she's not even angry because she's just fucking 8 months pregnant. And like when she comes home, she waddles fucking down the stairs.
Oh,
she's
poor
like,
Justine.
The fuck?
So she, in the one where she's like, but why lie though? She is confused.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I only lied so you wouldn't stress. That's bullshit.
That is bullshit.
You didn't want to take responsibility.
Yep.
So later on.
Because he's the one that didn't read the paper, y'all. Yeah.
Later on, she's like, let's just extend our lease. She's like, I don't want to do that. She's like, I guess I'll just have the baby here on the floor.
What is that?
Just
I
let go of my tucker. And y'all, Kylie got her braces off. And as soon as she got her braces off, I'm like, God, she looks like Justine.
She does look like Justine. Yeah, I agree.
And so. The kids kind of gather in the living room and then they tell them they're not going to Vegas. And at one point, one of the kids says, Mason, strangely enough, says, can we unpack some boxes now?
And she says, some, but not too much, because I haven't called the landlord yet, so I don't know if we can live here.
Y'all.
I think they should have talked to the landlord.
This is so irresponsible.
These kids, y'all, these kids are going to be stressing about where they're living, and that is not appropriate. Yeah.
And then Kylie and the other two kids just start reading Montana Mills for filth. Deservedly so.
Yeah, because Kylie's even like, wait a minute. You knew this was a potential to happen whenever she canceled.
Potential.
She canceled the doctor appointment of having the baby here. Like, you knew this.
Ugh.
And he did. Is he crying? I couldn't tell.
I don't know. I think I was too focused on the shattered faces of the children.
I mean, Kylie just gets up and like leaves. She's like, fuck. Like the kids hug him and she's like, fuck this. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Oh, by the way, we have 3 more episodes left of the season.
Oh, okay, great.
It is episode 20, 21, and 22. And then Honey Boo Boo, or Mama June, family reunion or family intervention or Save My Family, Mama June comes on.
Are they taking a break?
No, remember Mama June comes on like once a year. and it's not, doesn't air. Yeah.
So Love After Lockup doesn't air for like 4 weeks?
4 or 6, probably.
Something like that. Okay. All right.
Maybe 8. I don't know.
Don't worry, y'all, because we've got Smothered. Don't worry. We're not going anywhere on this tier.
Oh God! I hate that. I hate this show. This season. It's not as bad as last season. Definitely.
No, I think it's great. I love it. You know what? Ironically, people are really kind of liking to watch the Paget twins in their grossness.
I'm starting to lean into it. I'm leaning into them. Them and Kathy and Christina and Mary and Brittany are the only ones I can get past. Oh. The other three, shoot them into the moon.
Good television.
The sun, actually. No, they'd be too comfortable in the moon. Shoot them into the sun. All the others. The sun.
Speaking of shooting into the sun.
Melissa!
I would love to shoot Melissa to Mars. Actually, I wouldn't do that to Martians.
Do you understand the logic of her? This is why this feels fake to me. How could someone be this boneheaded and short-sighted and mean-spirited?
I don't think it's fake because she gets really upset by the pizza thing. And to me, that is such, like, Louis so fucking lucky that he has a skill and can get a job somewhere.
And, like, what the idea that he has a job is something he loves to do.
Yeah. I don't think it's fake. I think remember Poodle, this is someone who wanted to date her high school bad boy. She's delusional.
Right.
She's delusional.
Delulu.
On that river of not denial, just delusion.
That's the isthmus across the way. The isthmus of denial. Her
I
delusion.
Don't know what an isthmus is. Isthmus.
It's a landmass that extends into the ocean, it's very similar to a peninsula, I believe. An isthmus.
Just sounds gay when you say it.
Isthmus.
Isthmus. So they're in New Jersey and they're talking about the family gathering and she's like, Melissa's like, it was great. And then she's like, well, I have to tell you something. And she tells him that she went to the nose job doctor for the consultation and she also paid for it.
Yeah.
This is someone who yelled at Louis for buying a car so he can drive when he gets to a place to live.
Yes. Yes.
Because you do need, I think you do need a car in part, and unless you're like from Newark, but you need a car in New Jersey.
The part
right?
of New Jersey they're in, you have to drive. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, she was like, he said, you did this? She was like, well, you were on probation, Louis, so I just paid for it. And I went, that makes no sense.
And Louis is mad, but he said, I'm just doing like you talk to me. We make decisions together. And she doesn't even seem to respond. Did you see?
No.
It didn't even penetrate.
Ooh, say that word again.
Penetrate.
I love it when a man tells me that.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Clinical.
I can't hear the word penetrate without thinking about a dick going in my buddy.
Your what? Buddy?
My buddy. My bussy.
I don't like either of those terms. Buddy? Okay, no. That is not a thing.
You didn't think slurp and burp was a thing, and I was right.
It's not. No, everyone was disgusted. See, y'all, she's gonna take. This is, I think, so stupid. A pregnancy test. She's not pregnant. She's not even has no idea. She's like, I could be pregnant.
And I see the reason why I think it's real because she's delusional is because Louis. She's saying this, and Louis go. He basically is like. The fuck? Why do you jump to like these weird?
Yeah.
I think you want to think that this is fraudacity.
I want
because it's so nuts and she's so terrible to him.
Yeah.
I really think it's true.
And he's like, I don't want a baby right now. And she's like, what? Responsibility?
Yeah, then she goes in. Yeah, are you because of responsibility?
She's are you like, a frat you boy now?
You want to be a frat boy because she wants him to be a frat boy.
She does.
She wants him to be this.
She wants
frat
him to graduate from high school to frat boy,
and she wants to get pregnant like a girl in high school and have frat boy that treats her bad
and have a toilet baby.
And she wants to. Yes, she wants to go to prom pregnant.
I didn't know I was pregnant.
Are the lawn people here today? Well, I guess I don't care that it's MLK.
It's 4:50 in the afternoon.
Well, they're here. Well, we're working too.
We did play though.
Happy Martin Luther King Day for the y'all though. So,
they are in Manhattan.
We'll take Manhattan.
The Bronx and Staten Island too. They say, how about Little Italy? And I'm thinking, of all the places.
Like, you're already, y'all eat fucking Italian food 24/7.
I think it was a ruse just to get to a place where Justin, whose place is called Justino's Pizza. So he made it sound Italian.
Justino's. Yes. Instead of Justin. Is Justino even a name?
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's the Italian version of Justin.
I don't know.
Basically, y'all, he's showing him his place where he had his first job, his first pizza job. And Justin is his mentor. He's like, I understand Louis taking me here to see this, but it's just not the right time. Why? Because you're in Manhattan so often.
So ironically, the name Justino or the origin of Justino is Portuguese.
Okay.
So it's not even Italian. He fucked that up.
I think a lot of places just put Italian names on their pizzerias.
Yeah.
So y'all, he tells her, I already have a job at a pizza place around the corner.
So I think you go back to this pizza place again, Louie. I will say,
was she assaulted by a pizza?
I think so. Or the pizza boy, or she tried to fuck the pizza delivery guy in high school and he never would fuck her.
Or it's like a scene out of Carrie and she sat in mozzarella in a pizza and they taunted her and called her cheese ass.
Oh, is that what happened in Carrie?
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, and then she...
And they called her cheese ass. And then she was like, I got cheese. I got a yeast infection from that cheese and that pizza.
Yeah. No, and Carrie, she gets her period in the showers of the gym.
Oh, and that's why they pour pig blood on her.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
You've never seen that movie?
Why would I see a scary movie? So I know that she gets
all going to laugh at you. Oh.
So she gets a pig blood poured on her. And then does she kill everybody? Is that what happened?
Yeah, with her abilities.
Oh, she's magic.
She's not magic. She just has, I think it's, what is it called? ESP, or she can move things with her mind. I forget what that's called.
So she throws things at people and just kills them all?
Yes, locks the door. She sets a fire and...
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, I was rooted for Carrie.
Good for Carrie.
Her mom is just like, oh, I smell the liquor on their breath and they touched me and I liked it. And Eve was weak. Piper Laurie just passed this past year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I liked it.
What he needs to do is show up in a pizza outfit to fuck her, and then she would get on board with this.
I think you're right. Maybe not a Domino's outfit.
I will say, though, I do see her point where she's like, his timing is terrible. It is dumb that he's taking her to the pizza place the night before her surgery.
Agree. Yeah. Lindsay Blaine, there's not a lot here.
Y'all, we have heard rumors that they are not together anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I saw a thing. Maybe I didn't
save
it.
Oh, no.
I hope that's not true, because Blaine looked really hot with his haircut in this episode.
I've got to say, maybe I'm wrong here, but him having a medical marijuana card at the same time, especially in Mississippi... At the same time, she's on probation. He's sober. It does feel...
It's a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea. Not because we have anything against marijuana. It's a terrible idea because of the fucking federal laws and that marijuana hasn't been legalized
and
federally.
It's not, and for federal laws, there are no medical marijuana cards. If the feds, and she does have federal charges.
Yes, I was just talking about this with my brother because it's like it's medical in Oklahoma and not, and we went through this in California forever. And if you're not in a state that does that, I'm telling you now, it's a, because it creates so much confusion, red tape, and it's bullshit.
Yeah. But I just, I can kind of understand why she's so upset. We do find out, she said, I don't know, bro, I think Blaine's depressed or something.
Is he not on Lexapro or something like that?
I feel like SSRIs would be the route, but it may be that I don't know, maybe they're afraid because he used to be an addict that but
I have no idea. I'm not super educated in psychopharmacology, but I did not think that they were, I'm sure some things, I know some things are, but I didn't think things like Wellbutrin and things like that addictive.
I agree. I don't think that, but, anyway, he'd been diagnosed with PTSD, you guys. So, and this is, I think Lindsay could work on her delivery of, this is a terrible idea.
Lindsay comes from the school of mother poodle and poodle of no tact in a situation.
We're just going to tell you. So then she calls and he said, well, you know, it could temporarily help. She's like, you know what else could temporarily help? Maybe meth.
She does say that.
Oh.
And she's like, we are sober. And she's like, and we don't even have the money. Like, we're pinching pennies right now.
Yeah.
And Blaine's like, well, I think it could temporarily help. And she said, she's like, he's just telling me this because he already went behind my back and got the card, she thinks.
Yeah, I think she's right. Yeah.
Because here's the deal, y'all. Lindsay will always find out. You cannot lie to Lindsay.
And she's crazy like a fox. She's very smart.
She will always find out.
Yeah. So anyway, she calls Tyler, their ponytailed lawyer. And he said, so I just need to ask you for advice. And he's like, so he's talking about getting a medical card for weed. And even Tyler says, oh, shit. So
for the same reason we talked about, he said, you know, and she's like, you know, we're trying to be on the same path. We're sober. We're going to church. And she's like, this seems like a step in the wrong direction. I agree. And she said, I want to show that we are serious. And so then later we see they're cooking at home. And basically it's almost like a normal fight if you don't help out enough. Yeah. And Lindsay feels like this is something that's come up before. Lindsay feels like she's doing everything and that Blaine isn't pulling his weight.
What happened here? I couldn't understand. What did she say to him that made him throw things?
Didn't make sense. I mean, she did. It did. But the fight escalated super quickly. But she said, do you think you're pulling your weight around here? She's like, you take out the trash and you take
clean the litter box.
The litter box. And that's it. And Blaine's like, well, you just treat me like straight garbage, Lindsay. Straight garbage.
Straight garbage.
Straight garbage. And she, but then what Lindsay does, which is not, it's the truth. And I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm just saying it's, quote, not a great way to get what you want to a man, especially a man in the South, when she says, you make less than one half of the rent. You don't even pay for it all. I'm the one that pays for it all. And that's what this is about, is Lindsay is stressed about money and finances and being the financial provider. And because
he's fucking depressed.
And Lindsay thinks she wants someone to financially take care of her, but she doesn't want somebody to financially take care of her because she said she does. But y'all,
she used to be the kingpin.
She can't do that though because Lindsay has to be in control. Yep. And as Chelsea Marr says, he who makes the gold makes the rules.
Again, the other part of that is, have you heard of the golden rule?
Nah, I don't think Chelsea liked that part. You don't believe me on these. And y'all, I was in Oklahoma. I had my best friend's dad died and he got buried in the same cemetery as my father. It was actually my dad's best friend. But I I took a rose from my friend's grave and I went and took it and put it on my dad's grave. But I took a picture of my dad's headstone for Poodle.
I could not believe that.
To actually show him that he said, work first, play later on the head gravestone. He did.
Even in death, it somehow reeks of judgment.
Again, that's some Virgo. I showed my neighbor and she was like, that's some Virgo shit. And I was like, he was a Virgo.
So let's just finish Sean and Sarah. There's not much. I will say,
Blaine ends up like getting angry and like hitting a thing, and it's not scary. It's not good. It's not good. Sean and Sarah, yes. It's really more about Sarah and less Sean, which I enjoyed.
I don't like her. I've decided she's not a good actress. Those eyebrows need to go. Holy shit.
I think she's in love with Anthony still and not Sean.
No.
Look how cute Anthony is and look at Sean. Who would you be in love with?
Well, Anthony's a fucking addict.
And what's her type?
True. At one point, the mom said, well, if he's getting high, he can't be around Abby.
I love
or
it.
Or you.
She does that thing that I feel like Southern people do. Maybe everybody does it when they're angry, but they don't really have anything they can do and they feel helpless, but they get really indignant and they almost like take ownership of, well, they're going to do one little thing. And she's like, well, if he does come around us, he's going to take a drug test. That's for sure. We are drug testing him. No ifs, ands, or buts. And I'm like, okay, yeah, it's a drug test. He doesn't have to take that, but sure.
The saddest thing is we found out that the same thing that's happening to Sarah's daughter, Abby, happened to her.
Actually, and what is crazy, what I do, not kind of love, but just was touching when Sarah said, and in a way it's worse because I'm trying to do this for her because I never had a dad, but it sucks because she got like a taste of the glory or the light.
Right.
She got a taste of having a father. And so now she's like, I don't even know what I'm missing, but she will know what she's missing. That was really, you see the cycle of this repeating.
Yeah.
Have a good week, everyone.
He doesn't show. Because like real life, things work in patterns.
Daddy's box. Yeah. You didn't believe they played Daddy's Hands at that funeral, but they did too. I had to show you a picture of the program.
You think he stole it from your funeral, from your father's funeral?
We didn't play that at my dad's funeral.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, we didn't play Baptist songs. We're not Baptists. We didn't play
Daddy's Hands is not a, is that Daddy's Hands is a country song?
It might as well. That's the only place I've ever heard it is at Baptist funerals.
What? What?
I've never heard. I've only heard it at funerals that are Baptist.
Didn't you
funerals.
Say it was a country song?
It is a country song, but that when I heard it at funerals, it's always at a Free Will Baptist, a First Baptist, a New Hope Baptist. It's always at a Baptist church.
As they like it because it's also about spanking, but it's also about corporal punishment. But there it was is. Love in Daddy's Hands. I've talked about this before. How this song completely disturbs me.
They played Daddy's Hands and then Amazing Grace. And then the last song was Knowing What I Know About Heaven.
I don't know that song.
It was definitely, it was a new one for me. It was
a contemporary Christian.
Yeah. It was sang by the pastor's wife and then one of the other churchgoers.
Oh, classic.
And then the pastor's gay son who's still in the closet. Because his other gay son wasn't there either.
I will say, there is nothing like a closeted gay to sing. They do the best funeral songs.
The older gay son's a great singer. He was Curly in Oklahoma. Gayest Curly you ever. And then he did Adam in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And he was like, bless your beautiful hide wherever you may be.
Wow.
It was so, I can say this because it isn't on the public feed, because it was a beautiful service. But Yeah, that's
gay. Why do I feel like your schools only did musicals that involved country people? Like Oklahoma, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
No, then after that we did Grease. Remember, because we took out all the pregnancy.
Sure.
took all that out. Rizzo,
what's left at the end?
Rizzo just was having was. I think they might have said that she was
stomachache
on her period or something, and that
how
was
is that different?
It was something really probably sexist. She just was having a bad day.
Oh no, they took out the abortion. That's why
she. No, they took out the whole pregnancy. She wasn't
But I'm saying they probably took it out because of the abortion. It's not just the pregnancy that's the problem. Is that he took Rizzo to have an abortion. That's the big deal.
And I bet you they take it out to this day. I bet you they would.
You know what? It sounds about right what's going on in this country right now.
Yeah.
Pretty soon we'll be taking it out everywhere.
Everywhere. Anyway.
Oh, fuck this country. Fuck these pocket politicians. Fuck these fuckers. I'm sick of it. That's the show. Right.
I'm glad a public feeder. Christina had to take out a lot.
By the way, we said before, he doesn't show up. Sarah says she's going to move on.
All right, best
kind
of luck.
Kind of a bleak episode.
Meanwhile, Sean has been tow trucking since he was a youngin', because that's what you fall into, towing, when you're 15, and they've got no money and they're going broke. Sounds hopeful.
Okay.
All right.
That's the show, everybody.
All right, everybody. Thank you.
Everything in my house looks like it was glued together.
Hopefully our next episode will, I think we'll be able to get, I think this was just kind of a glitch. Hopefully, if not, like we said, you'll start to get this show on Mondays.
There's nothing we can do about it. I think
we'll get it.
Iteration is going to be love before lockup or love during lockup.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah.
My favorite.
It is the cuckooist.
It is the cuckoo. Oh, gosh. I hope we have Black and White Cookie, because aren't they back together?
No.
I can't remember.
It would be love after lockup if they were back together.
I got to say.
I don't think they were back together.
It is easier to keep up with 90 Day people. Trying to keep up of where are they now. If Mary Sissy Detective had to keep up with where the Love After Lockup people are, oh my God, it's always breaking news. All right, everybody, we'll see you.
Mary Sissy Detective says she's got a lot of good stuff on Obed.
I did see that. Because classless is coming up.
Chantel's emotional support gay.
Boy, and if we've learned anything from this episode of The Single Life, which we're about to cover, Chantel has learned nothing.
She's learned nothing.
Nothing, everybody. It was a
poor thing.
Good episode of The Single Life. All right, everybody. We will see you next week. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for listening. And we appreciate you. So I hope you're having a good new year. We're already halfway into the year. It's January 15th. We're basically in February.
Halfway
now.
Into the year?
Or halfway into the month. We're basically in February.
I hated the way you talk about this. I feel like life is getting away from me.
It is. All right, everybody. We will see you next week. Until then, we will what, poods?
We will later. Lock me up.